This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of early spring, the 15th week of the natural year. I went back to studying a little ancient Greek the other day. I got out my books and my notes and I started reading through the exercise I had translated and phrases that I had memorized. I was a little surprised to see that my last lesson had been completed in 2001. And that I hadn't returned since then. I took a semester of Greek back in 1959, and over the past decades I've learned and relearned the Greek alphabet and 47 different phrases by famous authors, several hundred vocabulary words, and the major pronouns and articles. At my current rate of progress, I might be able to read the Odyssey by Homer in the original by the year 2340 when I'm 400 years old. In addition to fueling rationalization and excuses, my persistent return to Greek has brought something to my attention that I hadn't recognized so clearly before. Over time, the space between certain kinds of events becomes less important. As moments multiply and accumulate, they are transformed, winnowed and sifted, the chaff blown away, and only the whole grain is left behind. This speeding time edits with an ulterior motive. It favors the underlying ties, favors the intent over the visible, obvious things. For good or ill, it reveals the undercurrent. Repetition takes on new meaning. The assorted beginnings of my study remind me of so many other threads that weave through my life, surfacing every month or year or decade like porpoises in a psychic sea. Touchstones, they tell me, are not static souvenirs. The periodic tides of the years wash studies, loves, and habits to their kernel, compress and bond energy and space into the sleek, uncluttered center of their meaning. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fifth week of early spring. In the meantime, watch and listen to the winnowing tides of early spring.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.